Cherry Blair is registered with and securities are offered through Brokers International Financial Services, LLC, member SIPC. Brokers International Financial Services, LLC is not an affiliated company. California license number 0B42369.
Whether you're feeling happy, sad, mad, or glad, it never hurts to change it up. Tired of the rut you're stuck in but don't know what to do? Change it up! Life transitions expert, speaker, and best-selling author Paula Shaw will be leading the charge each week, exploring topics that inspire men and women to welcome change and create a new kind of conversation. Join a movement that encourages truth, respect, innovation, and cooperation at home, in the workplace, and around the world. Ready to change it up? Here's your host, Paula Shaw.
Welcome to Change It Up with Paula Shaw. We are so glad to have you here with us today. Change It Up Radio is a show for everyday men and women like you and me, helping us to get out of our ruts and embrace change, because all growth happens outside of your comfort zone. It seems that the only constant these days is change, and learning to embrace it just makes for happier people. So let's all do it together. Welcome. So the change we're looking at today, the part of life that's been changed up, whether we like it or not, is that we are living longer. And today we're going to talk about what you need to know now that we are living longer. So our guest coming on a little bit later will be Roshanak Kloon, who is a Medicare insurance specialist. And she's got some really important information to share with us. But right now, In our last show, we discussed the 2017 Retirement Income Literacy Gender Differences Report, which resulted from a quiz by the same name. You may remember that we discussed that 80% of the women who took this quiz failed, and yours truly was one of them. I'm embarrassed to tell you I only got a 39%. But not being willing to stay in the dark and remain in that 80%, I asked our sponsor and financial consultant, Sherry Blair, if she would be willing to contribute on a regular basis on our show and answer those questions so we can all learn together, so that financial literacy will be the norm rather than the exception, with only 20% of people having any idea about the finances that happen after retirement. So I am about to ask that question of Sherry Blair, but let me tell you a little bit about her first. She's been serving and empowering women, pre-retirees, business owners, and their families with financial services for over 23 years. In 1994, she began presenting powerful informational seminars and workshops to inform, support, and inspire women financially. What I love about Sherry is her mission is to teach women about money, how to use it, how to invest it, and how to make it last. And that's one of the most important pieces, and it's part of what we're focusing on today, because women are living up to 30 years after they retire. We're living longer than men, and we got to figure out how we're going to pay for that. So, Sherry, welcome to our show.
Hey, hi, Paula. How are you?
I am just great this morning. I'm so happy to have you here. And without too much ado, because I have promised an answer to question one on that financial literacy report. So let me give the question to our listeners.
Right.
And I would love you to answer it. So here's what the question was. By the way, any of you that are between, I would say even 50 and 75, should go online, find this test, the 2017 Financial Literacy Gender Differences Report, and take that test and see how you do. Because if you do as poorly as I did, you might really want to be sure you're staying tuned and learning from Sherry as I do. Okay, question one. If you had a well-diversified portfolio of 50% stocks and 50% bonds that was worth $100,000 at retirement, based on historical returns in the United States, the most you can afford to withdraw each year is blank. In order to have a 95% chance that your assets will last for 30 years. Now, here's your choices. The most you can afford to withdraw is $2,000, $4,000, C is $6,000, D is $8,000, and E, which I'm embarrassed to say too often I had to choose, is don't know. So, Sherry, what is the correct answer, and why is it as little as it seems like it is?
Yeah. So on this question, Paula, the correct answer is B, which is
$4,000. $4,000. So, out of a $100,000 portfolio, you can only take $4,000 a year.
That's right. So, yes, that is based on what we call or has been known as the 4% rule. Okay. Mm-hmm. And I talk a lot about this in, you know, the different events I have and when I have speaking engagements, when we're talking about, you know, making your money last and so on and so forth. But I think what's really important for people to understand and get with this question, I mean, they talk about, they give you the answers, as you know, in this quiz, which is really wonderful for somebody, you know, that doesn't know or doesn't understand. It talks about the 4% rule is based on the research. It's, you know, about investment returns in the 20th century. So I'd say this came around in the 80s by a gentleman by the name of William. And often people say today it was more of an opinion that was made into a rule.
So does that mean you can take more or should you take less?
No, actually it means you should not take more. It would actually mean you'd be better off to take less. And the reason for that is, let's think about this. Okay, so we're talking about increasing for inflation each year as well. So to sustain a stream of income for 30 years or longer. And, you know, just a little bit about the rule. Number one, it's good to know because when you're going to retirement, a lot of people think, well, if I'm earning, you know, we've been earning maybe, you know, 8, 9, 10% or more on my portfolios the last several years, so I can take 7 or 8%. Well, that's way off the mark, and that was discovered by this gentleman who had done the research and took a look at everything, you know, back, like I said, in the 80s. So anyway, and they came up with the 4% rule. So it's conventional wisdom. It says if you take 4% of your savings, okay, for the first year of retirement, and then each year after, the amount adjusted for inflation. Mm-hmm. So, and baby boomers, okay, they're extremely concerned about the possibility of outliving their income, which is what you're talking about.
I hear that's one of the major fears of baby boomers. That and losing their health.
Mm-hmm. That absolutely. This is called longevity risk. Mm-hmm. And you know what's important to understand about not just this 4% rule about this rule, but that's not locked in stone. And there are several of us. Those are financial advisors and planners and so on and so forth. Say that there's, you know, just recently after the research from like the American College, which this test was based on from the American College, or this quiz was this literary quiz put together by them, and even Morningstar Investment Management, and, you know, Texas Tech University, they've come up and said that the 4% rule is not safe in a low yield world. Well, when you think about the yields we had on, let's say, bonds, from, like, say, 2000 to 2000, you know, the last 10 years even, have been very, very, very low. So if it's real low, I mean, if you're not even barely getting a 4% or 5% in a conservative, let's say, portfolio, mm-hmm. well, you're talking about 50% stock, 50% bonds. But still, if you're in retirement, you're going to lean more towards being more moderate, right? So if it's not even barely earning 4%, or if it is earning that, and when we do over a 30-year period, we know the market's going to go down.
Right.
We know it's going to go down. It's right. going to go up and down several times, right?
Mm-hmm.
Probably, I mean, that's what we think, several times. Well, that's going to affect your portfolio. And if when you're taking out 4% and your market and your portfolio hasn't even earned 1%, you're actually invading the principal.
So I have a question, Sherry. If mm-hmm. this is, I mean, $4,000, obviously nobody's going to live on that. I mean, you know, might be a small vacation. But I'd love to get into a little bit with you of what do you do with your money so that you can have more available, or where should other money be in order to be growing, you know, so that this isn't the only thing you have? And is it even wise to have 50% of your portfolio in the market when it's going up and down, when you're already retired?
Right. Those are all good questions. So let's just say that, according to your age, right?
Mm-hmm.
So if you're 70 and you have 50%, they say that, well, there's another question in that quiz that says if your money's in the market for over, 30 years, how much should you have in stocks, equities, okay? And, one of the questions that says, is like 50 or 60%. And the other one, there's another one that was like 30 to 40%. And, both of them were considered to be right. I think they gave you credit for the one that was 50 to 60%. But that's when you think about it, let's say a 60-year-old or 65-year-old retiring
mm-hmm.
that might have 50% of their portfolio in equities. And if there's a longevity, if they're in good health and there's longevity in their history, family history, it would be good to have a portion of your portfolio in equities, because you want to make sure that you have money that lasts, but you also want to make sure that you put in, investment vehicles and set up your investments and your assets in a way, or your portfolio in a way that you can make sure that I have an income no matter what. And
all right, you know what, Sherry?
There are ways to do that.
We have to take a break right now, but I would love you to come back and talk with us just a little bit more about this. And in our next segment, we'll also be bringing in Roshanette Clune. All right, we'll be right back.
Great. We'll be right back with more Change It Up with Paula Shaw on AM 1170, The Answer.
Change it. Turn and face the strain. Change it.
Now, more than ever, it's important for women to understand why they need a financial strategy. Women tend to make less money than men, live longer, and face more financial challenges during retirement. Hi, I'm Sherry Blair. With evolving roles and increasing responsibilities, women are seeking out ways to become more knowledgeable about their finances. My life's work has been to empower women to make good financial decisions today to help ensure you have a bright future tomorrow. I'm here to help you learn more and to become more. Give me a call for your free no-obligation consultation or a second opinion at 619-997-0416. 619-997-0416. That's 619-997-0416.
Sherry Blair is registered with and securities are offered through Broker International Financial Services, LLC, member SIPC. Broker International Financial Services, LLC is not an affiliated company. California license number 0B42369.
For those looking to improve their lives, there's nobody better to turn to than Paula Shaw. Paula helps people regain successful lives by identifying and eliminating self-sabotaging behavior using a multitude of mind-body techniques to identify and resolve their core issues. Working with a wide variety of healing modalities, she provides her clients with the most effective process for their specific needs. To book a session with Paula, call 858-480-9234. That's 858-480-9234.
Change it. Welcome back to Change It Up Radio with Paula Shaw. You know, in my work as a life transition expert, I'm always dealing with people who are going through change. It could be death, it could be divorce, it could be a health loss. Sometimes it's retirement. And, you know, a lot of people don't realize retirement, because we all think it's the panacea at the end of life that we've worked so hard for, retirement can also be a loss experience. You know, people are losing their familiar job, the familiar people, the familiar routine, the title, the identity they may have had as a person who has who is no longer in that particular line of work. So we're talking about retirement, which is one of those loss issues, even though there's a plus side to it also. And we're still on the phone with Sherry Blair, our sponsor and financial consultant. And Sherry just answered one of the questions from the Financial Literacy Gender Differences Test. We were talking about that, and I, quite frankly, was shocked to see that if you had $100,000 retirement in 50% in stocks and 50% in bonds, you really can only safely take about $4,000 a year out of that to, well, obviously you can't live on it, but yeah, maybe to have a couple of nice dinners or hopefully something that's good. But Sherry, if we could just revisit for a moment, what are some other things that people can do with their money to help grow it? I've heard that it's possible, actually, even through vehicles like long-term care insurance, to be saving some money. Is that true?
Yes. Yeah. Long-term care is a great way to take care of the health issues. And I know that you have a Medicare health expert there with you that is going to share about that. But so, yeah, that's a great way to take care of the long-term care issues. As far as making money grow, just for one moment, though, a side note on that is that obviously, you know, you have to look at the different places where you're getting income. And, you know, as a advisor or, you know, we're working with people and looking at planning for them, we're looking at the different areas where they're currently getting income, mm-hmm. or where they can get income. And then, like as I was saying, it's always good to have a piece that you have in something longer terms, particularly if you have 20 or 30 years left. But you know, there's also other ways of doing that. So that's when you want to make sure that you either talk to your advisor, or, you know, if you don't have an advisor, you know, get in touch with one, or get in touch with me, or whoever, you know, whoever you can, to talk about these things. But as you were saying regarding the the health issues, long-term care, that's, you know, when I looked at this and, you know, I looked at the answer and I thought $4,000 off $100,000. That's very interesting. Because if you divided that, like you said, you're not going to live off that. That's annually. So if you divided that by 12, you're talking about a little over $300 a month, wow. $333 a month or something. That, and some people might look at that and say, well, good, you know, that are in retirement or, you know, looking at purchasing long-term care, they might say, oh, good, that'll pay for my long-term care premium, right? You know, that could pay for, you know, because it can run less than that or and even more than that, but that would be enough to pay for a premium. Mm-hmm. So, you know, but there's a couple different ways to do that. I mean, you know, you could do it this way and invest it and hope you get a 4% return. Remember, I said, you know, instead of that, the safe initial withdrawal rate today is more like 3%. So, but anyway, if you're looking at getting 4% and you get that, that's great. And you can purchase long-term care, mm-hmm. and pay a premium. But there's also other ways to do that. You could take that $100,000, if you're looking at purchasing long-term care, you could take that $100,000 and put that into a vehicle that would buy you three times as much long-term care. And so instead of having $100,000 in long-term care, that you could put towards your long-term care, you'd have $300,000 of coverage if you ever needed it. So when you turned on the faucet to get a payment or, you know, daily or weekly or monthly payment for long-term care, it would come out of that, the larger amount. And that amount, that, let's say that $100,000 you put in there that bought you $300,000 of long-term care, that can also grow. You know, there's vehicles now that it's growing at 3.25%, 3.5%. And so if you don't ever use that long-term care, mm-hmm. okay, if you never use a long-term care, and so you're not going to lose it. You wouldn't lose it like you wouldn't lose the premiums, like you're paying premiums and car insurance. And if you don't use your car, if you don't need that car insurance, you don't want it. You don't want to have to use it, but, you know, you lose it, right? Mm-hmm. Well, so the same thing with the long-term care. So there's a couple different ways that you can look at purchasing long-term care with that, if you wanted to, with that $100,000 or that $4,000 a month that you rent.
That is really cool. I mean, that sounds, well, obviously, I'm sitting here going, this is why everybody needs a financial advisor. So, Sherry, before we go another second into this show, would you please tell people how to reach you?
Certainly. I can be reached at 619-997-0416.
Let's say that again.
619-997-0416.
Okay.
Or you could even go to sherryblair.com, which is a website I have that's coming out, but you can still get in there and send me a notice, and we'll definitely get a hold of you. And if you do that, I have an empowering today's woman booklet for you that I'll make sure and we'll send out to you.
Oh, that's great. Empowering today's woman.
Yeah, it talks about Social Security, long-term care, these kind of things. Yeah.
Excellent. So some of the answers that we need or that I failed on in this test would be in that book, wouldn't they?
That's right. And that test, that literary quiz is a great quiz, like you said. Mm-hmm. And obviously you talked about you could just go online the Retirement Income Literacy Quiz.
Yes.
Right?
Right.
Okay.
2017 was the year.
2017.
Yes, that's
the
term.
And it's done by the American College. So if they Googled the American College and put the 2017 Retirement Income Literary Quiz in, they'd find that quiz. And that's an excellent quiz, by the way.
Excellent. Yes, it really is. The questions were amazing. And one of the things it really opened my eyes to was the importance of understanding, you know, this time of life, this retirement time of life, the finances and all of that. And sitting by my side here is Roshanat Kloon, who is an incredibly informed expert on Medicare. And I have to tell our listeners, Medicare is a much tougher puzzle than anyone would think. So I want to bring Roshanat into the conversation here. She is an insurance agent who can help you understand all those complications and all the ins and outs of Medicare and any kind of health insurance, actually. She handles all of them, health insurance, life insurance, dental, vision, disability. There's all kinds of insurances that Roshanat can help you with. So she's really the smarter way to shop for insurance. So for those of you that may not be aware, when you call someone like Roshanat, you don't pay a fee. Her help comes completely free of charge. So don't try to solve these puzzles on your own because it's complicated. You just heard all the insight Sherry gave us because she's trained, she understands finances, and she's all about especially empowering women to make that money last. Roshanat can do all of that for you when it comes to insurances. And I say this from personal experience. She handles all my insurance and my children's and when they have it. Yeah. When they're in and out of insurances, aren't they? But anyway, this is a woman who will take the time to explain all the things you need to know and answer those questions, who really makes you understand there's no such thing as a dumb question. So welcome, Roshanat.
Thank you. I am so
delighted to have you with us. And you've heard what Sherry and I have been talking about. This is a very real dilemma right now that people are living longer and they're not necessarily sure, what to do with their money. But the other, you may have heard me say to Sherry, the two biggest concerns among baby boomers are A, running out of money, B, losing their health.
Absolutely.
So Sherry's going to help them not run out of money.
Yeah.
Let's see if we can jump in there and figure out some answers for the health situation.
Okay, yes.
So first of all, I know that you are an expert in Medicare, and we're not going to be able to get totally into everything in this segment, but in the next segments, we will certainly be talking about it. But let's just start with, when does Medicare actually start?
So Medicare insurance starts when anyone turns 65 or if they have had disability for 2 years. Now,
mean you don't have to be 65?
No, you don't have to be 65. Like if you have any kind of disabilities that actually it's actual legal disability. You can't say, well, I feel like I've been disabled. Yeah. No, it has to be like by doctor say and proven.
Right.
But if you have had disability for 2 years, then you qualify for Medicare insurance.
At any age?
At any age, yes. There's some, I have some younger clients that they're like under even 18, but they were born with some issues.
I see. So,
yeah. And then with the 65, you have to have worked and paid into Medicare insurance. In so most of us do that. Mm-hmm. And you have to be like American citizen or a legal residence for at least 5 years, you know, and then you qualify for that and have paid into the system. Sometimes
we need to take a break, but let's hold it right there. So if you're American citizen and you've paid in
or legal resident,
so far you're good. Mm-hmm. And we'll find out in our next segment what else you have to know. All right, we'll be right back.
We'll be right back with more Change It Up with Paula Shaw on AM 1170 The Answer.
How confident are you that you'll have enough money to retire when the time comes? Your financial future may be at risk and you don't even know it. Hi, I'm Sherry Blair, financial advisor, and helping you meet your financial goals is important to me. Let me help you make smarter financial decisions that will keep your money safe, growing, and there when you need it. Call me for your free, no obligation consultation or a second opinion. 619-997-0416.
Sherry Blair is registered with and securities are offered through Broker International Financial Services, LLC, member SIPC. Broker International Financial Services, LLC is not an affiliated company. California license number 0B42369.
Is living in today's fast-paced world making you feel stressed and out of balance? Are anxiety, sleeplessness, depression, lack of focus, or weight gain robbing you of your relationship and your energy? If you're ready for change, you need to call Paula Shaw. Paula helps you identify and eliminate self-sabotaging thinking and behavior. Using a wide variety of mind-body techniques, she provides her clients with the most effective processes for their specific needs. To book a session with Paula, call 858-480-9234. That's 858-480-9234.
Welcome back to Change It Up Radio with Paula Shaw. We are talking about today the dilemma of the fact that we are living longer, and there's a lot we need to know to make sure that our money lasts and our health lasts. So here in studio with me is Roshanak Clune, who is a Medicare and health insurance specialist. And she handles all kinds of insurances, so she's somebody you definitely want to know. We'll be giving you her contact information in just a little bit. But if you were not with us last segment, Roshanak started talking about Medicare insurance, and this is info everybody needs.
Yes.
So it starts at 65, or if you have 2 years of real disability, not just you don't feel like getting out of bed, you can get it even when you're younger, but you have to be an American citizen.
Or a legal resident.
Or a legal resident.
At least 5 years, yes.
And you have to have worked and paid into the system,
into the
correct?
System, exactly.
Okay. So I have heard some ugly rumors that there are certain things you have to know to do right before you turn 65 or you pay the penalties forever. Is that true?
Yes, yes. So when you turn 65, you automatically get the Part A. So Medicare insurance has Part A and Part B.
Okay.
You automatically get Part A. And if you don't have any other kinds of, like not any kind of other insurance, like if you don't have group insurance and you're not retiring, you're good. You can just keep your group insurance if you have that from your work and you're not retiring and just keep your Part A and go on. But you also have an option to sign up for Part B, and you have to sign up for Part B. If you don't have group insurance, you do have to sign up for Part B, because after you're eligible for Part B, you can't just buy regular insurance. So you sign up.
From the minute you turn 65, you're eligible for Part B.
Yes.
And you don't need to get it, you said, if you have group insurance at work.
From your work,
and
yes.
You're still working.
Yes, yes.
Okay, but if you aren't still working or you don't have group insurance, now's the time to get it.
Yes, you have to sign up for Part B.
So what is Part B?
Part B covers like outpatient. Part A covers the hospital and has a deductible and then just some parts of the hospital. Part B covers outpatient and other, like if you're in a hospital, have surgery or whatever. Mm-hmm. But it only covers 80%. And also, before I forget, you have 7 months to sign up for your Part B.
After you turn 65?
Well, no, before? 3 months before you turn 65.
Okay.
The month that you turn 65 and 3 months after that. If you don't, then you get a penalty for that. When you eventually sign up, you're penalized for all this time that you didn't have Part B and you didn't have group insurance or any credible like insurance from your, you know, husband's or wife's work. Or so you have 7 months to sign up for this Part B. If you don't,
are you penalized if you had the group insurance?
You're not penalized.
Okay.
So you have this 7 months to sign up for Part B. And then Part B covers 80%. So you are on the hook for the next 20%, which is okay if you're paying a doctor's fee for $100. But if you have surgery and your one-day bill in the hospital is $90,000 or more, then you have to pay that 20%.
Whoa.
You also have to have Part D for prescription drugs, whether you take any prescription drugs or not, because a lot of 65-year-olds these days, they don't take any medication. But you do have to have it, and you do sign up for that through private insurance companies. And if you don't, once you sign up 10 years from now, you will be penalized for the whole time that you didn't have it, 1% of the average price of the medication at the time you sign up, for all these years, for every month, for the rest of your life.
Oh, my gosh.
So you have to pay that. So you have to cover your bases. You have to have sign up for Part B and Part D. And also, there are other options available to cover that 20%.
That's where I was going to ask.
Yes.
Yeah, let's talk about that, because 20% of $500,000 could wipe you out.
Yes. And also, I have to say, the Part B has a premium that you have to pay to Social Security.
Oh, okay.
So that you have to pay.
And you have no choice.
You have no choice. And Social Security determines how much that premium would be.
Oh, I see.
So, but there is a timetable for it. So you can kind of go by that. But they make a decision on that premium based on your taxes for the last 2 years before you apply for Part B. But you have that premium for them. But then for your that 20% and Part D, there are options from private insurance companies. Mm-hmm. And that's where I come in and help.
So would that be, excuse me, that would be an insurance in addition to Part A, B, and D?
Well, in addition to Part A and B, because D is from the private insurance companies.
Okay,
The Social Security doesn't offer the Part D. So so that would be, so you have the Part A and B that you get because you paid for it through the years, through your payroll taxes and all that.
Yes.
And then once you have A and B, then you qualify for these additional insurances. So it will cover your 20% and other things. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. And that's the kind of insurance people can buy through you.
Yes.
And do you also help them with the sign up for Medicare and going to
Absolutely. I can send them the forms and tell them where to go on the website, on Social Security website, to sign up for Part B. And got I can answer their questions about that too. Yes. Absolutely.
So the smart person who is not still working and doesn't have group insurance is going to have Part A, Part B, D, and another insurance through you.
To cover the 20%.
Yes.
And D would be usually through me too.
Ah.
So now I have to say, Now, people who have group insurances, sometime they may eventually they will retire.
Well, that's what I was thinking.
So when they are getting ready to retire, then they can also apply for Part B.
With no penalty.
With no penalty, because they have proof of insurance from their employer and their group insurance that they had it.
Yes.
And also one more thing we forgot to touch on, that spouses qualify because of their other spouse's work. Like they paid through, if like say a husband or wife didn't work for a certain length of time and didn't pay into it, but has been married to someone that has, so they can qualify for Medicare insurance as well through their spouse.
So if you're a stay-at-home mom all
or dad.
Your life, or dad,
yes.
Thank you, that's right, let's give equal rights here, then and you've never paid in,
yes.
It's okay if your spouse has.
Yes, and then you qualify for
so
it.
This is probably an off-the-wall question, but what if you're divorced?
If you've been married a certain length of time, you still qualify for it, or your husband passed away. Whew. Yes.
So those of you who are miserable in your marriages, you don't have to stay for the insurance. There's a chance. Okay, so can we know if you have to be American, and we know that those other parameters. What else? What other little pieces are important to know? And is there any other, like that 6-month window you talked about, are there any other times that you have to be aware of when you're getting
So then once you get all of your A and B straightened out, and then you sign up for the additional insurances to cover you, there are different kinds of insurances that would cover your 20%.
And do you just call that health insurance, or is there a special
name? No, they're
name?
Medicare. They're Medicare insurances, and there are two ways you can go. You can either sign up for Medicare supplemental plans, or they call them Medigap, that they within themselves have plan A, plan B, plan C. So, depending
on... You see why you need her? Don't turn 65 without her.
Absolutely.
That's your tagline, and it's the truth.
So there's one option you can do, and Part D separately, standalone Part D. Or you can sign up for Medicare Advantage plans that they will cover your A and B, and a lot of them have D included, and they call that Part C, because they would take over your Part A and B, and that's called Medicare Advantage Plan. So these are two options that you have.
I see.
That you can sign up for those things, and then I can tell you about the open enrollment on those.
Oh, I would love that. But first I want to ask you, what's best? Regular insurance, the Medicare insurance, or Medicare Advantage?
Or supplemental or Medicare Advantage?
Yes.
This is totally depends on an individual.
Okay.
That's what I try to do. I sit down and explain the details of both of them.
Mm-hmm.
And then, because something that's the best thing is for me may not be the best thing for you.
Right.
So I will explain all the different kinds of insurances available, and I answer all your questions. So then you can determine what is the best way to go for
Perfect.
You. Because, you know, they're both very, very good, but depending on your situation.
Okay, so without any further ado, even though we have much more to talk about, how does somebody find you? Because I know they're all thinking right now, I got to talk to this woman.
Okay, so you can call me at 760-805-0646.
And again?
760-805-0646. Or you can go to my website, cluneinsurance.com.
That's C-L-U-N-E, insurance.com.
Yes. And then you can send a message through that to me, too. And I also have a Facebook fan page, Clune Insurance. You can message me through that as well.
And
yes.
Then you can see her beautiful face.
Yeah.
Unless you're one of our live stream listeners.
Yeah.
All right. So that other thing you just mentioned at the end, what was that called again?
The open enrollment?
Open enrollment that we need to know about.
Okay.
Let's talk about that when we come back from this break.
Okay.
All right. We'll be right back.
We'll be right back with more Change It Up with Paula Shaw on AM 1170, The Answer.
Change it. Turn and face the strain. Change it.
Now, more than ever, it's important for women to understand why they need a financial strategy. Women tend to make less money than men, live longer, and face more financial challenges during retirement. Hi, I'm Sherry Blair. With evolving roles and increasing responsibilities, women are seeking out ways to become more knowledgeable about their finances. My life's work has been to empower women to make good financial decisions today to help ensure you have a bright future tomorrow. I'm here to help you learn more and to become more. Give me a call for your free no-obligation consultation or a second opinion at 619-997-0416. 619-997-0416. That's 619-997-0416.
Sherry Blair is registered with and securities are offered through Broker International Financial Services, LLC, member SIPC. Broker International Financial Services, LLC is not an affiliated company. California license number 0B42369.
There's a question many of us ask ourselves when we are grieving. When will this pain ever end? Life transition coach and grief recovery specialist Paula Shaw wants you to know there is light at the end of the tunnel. In her new best-selling book, Paula gives you information and practical exercises you can use right away in your recovery process, including breathing methods, the emotional freedom technique, energy psychology work, and many other healing tools. Grief, when will this pain ever end? Available now on Amazon.com.
Welcome back to Change It Up Radio with Paula Shaw. We are so delighted to have you here with us today. We're all about exploring and embracing change because it's happening whether we like it or not. In fact, it's probably one of the only things that's an absolute constant these days, that everything's changing. So let's change it up together and let's just make it fun. The change we're discussing today is that we're living longer. And we have to know what to do in those later years. And with me in studio today is Roshan Atkloon, who is a Medicare insurance specialist. She handles all kinds of insurances, and health insurance in particular, but life and all sorts of other insurances. But we are talking today about Medicare.
Yes.
So we just waded through the maze of Part A, Part B, Part C, Part D. And now there's something else called open enrollment that I guess we should be telling people about.
Yeah, so when you are turning 65 and you have settled down on which plan you want to go with, so that would get you through the year.
Okay.
And then every year between October 15th through December 7th, it's an open enrollment for the following year.
And what is open enrollment mean?
You can change your plan for the following year. So you don't, if there's something you like or don't like, or, you know, you can just change for the following year. And also the insurances will change a little bit, like the, especially Medicare Advantage plans that I was telling you about. Sometimes they change a little bit. They go a little different, copays or things. So I usually contact my clients before the open enrollment and we talk about the changes coming up and they can decide whether they want to keep the same plan or hear about some other options in the market. But that's the window that you would change for the following year. Otherwise, you have to keep it for another year and then again, October 15th through December 7th.
So that's the only time you can make a change.
Change for open enrollment time. Yes, yes.
So what kind of differences are there in insurances? I would have thought they were all sort of similar, the Medicare insurances. I mean, do they pay different percentages of things or is it just being in a different network of doctors or what is it?
Yeah, so with the supplemental plans that I was telling you, or they call Medigap as well, that they have different plans, plan A, B, C, D, F in it. Depending on what plan you sign up, that determines the benefits. Like some plans you pay a little bit of a deductible and then a little bit of a copay. Some plans you just pay your premium and they cover everything else. And same thing with the Part D for prescription drugs, because if you sign up for Medigap, you have to do the Part D standalone. And depending on what company you've signed up, each Part D plan has a formulary of all the medications that they cover. And before you sign up, we go through the medications that you take, or you can look at their book of, you know, formulary, and they have a copay depending on all the these plans have a formulary that have tiers of the drugs, tier one, tier two, tier three, tier four. And depending on what tier your prescription drug falls, you pay co-pays for that. So
let me ask you a question. So would I maybe want to make a change based on an illness I'm dealing with and maybe one insurance is paying better for the
medications? So for the supplemental, no. Supplementals is like no matter what plan you pick, like plan F or plan G or plan F, N, the benefits are exactly the same no matter what company you sign up with. With the Part D, the formularies might be different from one company to another. Mm-hmm. With the Advantage plans, however, they are HMOs. With the supplemental plans, you can go to any doctor anywhere in the United States that takes Medicare without any referrals. Mm-hmm. And when you turn 65 and or when you are qualified for your Part B, like when you're retiring, you can sign up for those supplemental plans without an underwriting. But after that, if you like a few years down the line, you try to switch to from Advantage plan to the supplemental plan, there are underwriting questions.
What does that mean?
That means they will ask health questions.
Oh,
yes.
So maybe if you have a pre-existing condition.
Yes, so when you turn 65 or when you're retiring, then you just pre-qualified and you don't answer any questions. But down the line, then you would have to answer health questions. However, with the Medicare Advantage plans, there is no questions asked, and you're always qualified, so you can change. Those Advantage plans have, you pay co-pays based on, like, when you visit the doctor, you pay $10. When you visit a specialist, you pay $35. They are HMO plans for the most part.
I see.
There's some PPOs available, but they're HMO plans, and you need to have a referral. You need to have a primary care physician that will give you a referral in his or her pipeline that you could go to those specialists. And then the same thing with the Part D that's included with a lot of those plans. They also have a formulary and they also have a tier level, tier one, tier two. So if you are changing, so maybe your doctor, your primary care physician, your network is in with the contract with this one insurance company, the following year may not be. So you want to change to be with your primary care physician or with your specialist. That's when you decide to change. Or if the co-pays will change, maybe you want to change. Those Medicare Advantage plans, sometimes they offer extra benefits like vision, hearing, gym membership, you know, things like that too. So some, and if that's important for you, the following year you might want to switch to one that offers a little bit more of that. Or the, so those are the little things that you need to think about. But I usually try to keep in touch with my clients and know their needs. And so when things change, I will inform them. Of course, insurance companies will send you notifications. But a lot of us don't like to read those things.
No, they're terrible. The lines are so much crammed onto one piece of paper.
But I'll try to have a chat with you and go through your concerns.
That would be a lot more
fun. Yeah. and then well, you can decide whether you want to stay or change. Yeah.
So that option is open every year.
Every year, yes.
Do any of these plans include dental?
Well, some plans have additional dentals that you pay a little bit additional that you would have. Not the supplementals, but the Advantage plans, you can add the dental to it. Yeah. And the Advantage plans are county by county and state by state. So if you sign up here in San Diego County, and then you're moving to Orange County or you're moving to Northern California and you have the Advantage plan, when you are in your new place, then it's an open enrollment for you. You have a period that you can change to that county. But they cover emergency mostly all around the world. So if you're in San Diego and then you are in LA visiting somebody and you get sick, you can go to the nearest emergency room. Or if you're in New York or you're in Paris, it doesn't matter.
Oh,
they
really
cover the emergencies. Those Advantage plans are very good that way.
So the supplemental insurance doesn't do that?
The supplemental insurance, because you can go to any doctor anywhere in the United States that takes Medicare, well, you can walk into an emergency room in the United States. But from when you travel outside of the country, then different plans like remember we said we have plan A, B, C, D.
Yeah.
Different plans have different options, and then we could talk about that.
So if people travel a lot, it might be wise for them to have a plan that does cover international.
Yeah, but that, again, depends on, because, you know, that, again, depends. You have to, like, weigh all your options. We have to go through all of the options and decide, you know, what works the best for you. And, like, I always tell my client, it's what is best for one person does not necessarily best for you or the other way around. Because people come in with pre-existing ideas that my sister has this, my cousin has this. Well, yeah, that might be great for them. But let's go through all of your options and see what works the best for you. It's so much of an individual. But Medicare insurance plans are great. I always say when you turn 65 is the happiest day of your insurance life.
But one thing I can tell you all is don't turn 65 without Roshanak Clune.
Yes.
So let's tell them again how to get a hold of you, Roshanak.
Okay, you can call me at 760-805-0646. Again, 760-805-0646 or CluneInsurance.com. And Clune is C-L-U-N-E insurance.com.
Or your Facebook
page. My Facebook page, Clune Insurance. You can message me through my Facebook page, yes.
And she does go on that page.
I do. I check my messages.
She's a good girl.
Yes. And you can text me on that number that I gave you, too, and set up a time that we can call, yes.
Beautiful. And I can tell you from personal experience, sitting down with Roshanak is not only a joy, as you can see, but she really knows her stuff, and she can help you wade through that maze of A's and B's and C's and D's yes. and all those options that can become very confusing. So, Roshanak, thank you so much for all the great information you gave us today. Thank you for being here with me.
Well, thank you, Paula, for having me. It's always a pleasure to hang out with you, whether it's for insurance or for your radio show.
And thank you also to Sherry Blair, our sponsor and your financial consultant. Sherry is all about empowering women so that you can grow your money and use it wisely. Spend it wisely and grow it wisely because, ladies, remember, a man is not a financial plan, as Sherry is always telling us.
Sherry's a financial plan.
That's right. Sherry's the financial plan you're looking for. So thank you for joining us here at Change It Up Radio. You can also find us on 14 other radio stations across the country, but primarily right here on KCBQ San Diego at 7 o'clock on Saturday and Sunday evenings. So be sure to tune in with us and tell your friends. We're also on iHeartRadio and all the major podcast platforms, including iTunes and Libsyn and SoundCloud and Stitcher and all of those. And if all else fails, just ask Alexa. She always knows how to find us. So we look forward to seeing you next week on Change It Up Radio with Paula Shaw. Bye-bye.
Thanks for listening to Change It Up with Life Transitions expert, speaker, and best-selling author, Paula Shaw. Join the Change It Up movement with Paula Shaw every Saturday and Sunday at 7 p.m. as we explore topics that inspire, welcome change, and create a new kind of conversation. To learn more about Paula, how to be a guest on the show, and sponsorship opportunities, visit changeitupradio.com. Whether you're feeling happy, sad, mad, or glad, it never hurts to change it up.